You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast for National Podcast Posting Month. Today, November the 2nd. We made it to day two. Not so difficult, really, because I've only just finished recording the first one. A little bit cheeky, I know, but hey, that's the way things go. Hello, one and all. It is November the 2nd, and you are listening to the second of the special Napod Pomo series of podcasts. Well, I'd love to tell you about what's happened in the last 24 hours, but it would be more of a case of telling you what's happened in the last 24 seconds. Well, in the last 24 seconds, I have removed a wireless dongle from its holder and put it back in again. That's how exciting my life is. Well, I hope everybody's okay. Let's try and work out what it is we're going to be doing today. I think, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend another podcast to you. And the podcast I'm going to recommend you to today is the Ouroboros podcast with Colin Gaisley. Now, Colin's podcast is a very good mix of exceptionally good music and exceptionally good chat. Now, how can I put this? Colin's conversational pieces can get very intense, but they are in themselves extremely entertaining. Now, if you've not heard the Ouroboros podcast before, head along to ouroboros.co.uk. Shall I spell that for you? Yeah. ouroboros.co.uk. And have a listen to one of his shows. The most recent show, in fact, which I think was 160-something. I better go and look for that, hadn't I? Was actually comprised of a lot of... Hang on. I'm a bloke, I can't do two things at once. Was comprised of a lot of audio from the pod crawl that happened on the 23rd of October. Now, the pod crawl was literally a group of podcasters getting together and drinking beer. And very successful it was, I have to say. 161 was the episode of Ouroboros that included a lot of footage from the day, which was an amazing day. If you missed it, shame on you. There will be more pod crawls coming up. We tend to do two a year. They're usually in London, but this one was in Sheffield. The next one, I believe, will probably be in Nottingham, and then we may well be heading down to the South Coast, Hampshire way, to do another one, roughly this time next year. So keep an ear out. I will be telling you more about that as it comes along in the main podcast show. So, yes, go and listen to Colin Gaisley, ouroboros.co.uk. Fantastic show. And I'm going to try and get him on a future show of the Napod Pomo series. So keep a listen out for that as well. As it happens, tomorrow, being Wednesday, hopefully we'll be getting another podcaster live. Well, I say live. Recording live, but you'll obviously... Yeah, whatever. Shut up, Dave. So, yeah, look forward to that. It's all go. Right. Oh, what have we got here? Could almost be a film soundtrack, that, couldn't it? Well, funny you should say that. The track is called Film Funk, and it's by a chap called Mark Marshall. Regular listeners to the Bugcast will know that Mark Marshall holds a very dear place in our hearts. He's been very supportive of our show, as I'd like to think we've been very supportive of him, and I know he'd probably say as much. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist dude from New York in the good old US of A. And he's just recently, last April, he started on a project to produce four albums in the space of a year. three brand new ones and one remastered version of his original album, New Eye. Now, the year went past, and I don't know what the equivalent of a musician's writer's block would be, but it kind of came to a halt, and Mark realised that what was probably holding him back was the pressure of having to stick to a deadline. So he dropped the deadline, the project continued, and has been coming on leaps and bounds since. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the fruits of that project. So it's going to be really, really good to listen to. If you want to find out more about Mark, markmarshall.com is the website to go to. He's just had an overhaul of that site, and it's looking rather nice. So please do go and check that out. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a piece of music today. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a piece of music that was the first ever, apart from the theme tune, which the theme tune that you listened to at the beginning of the show, was actually the first ever piece of music I ever played on the Bugcast. And aside from, I think, two episodes, that track has been played on every single show. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. But the first piece of music that I ever played that was pod safe, or strictly pod safe, was this track I'm going to play you in a minute. The group is called Giles, and the track is called Freedom. Check this out. We'll be right back. from. Very, very nice indeed. Giles there with Freedom. Gilesmusic.com is where you need to go if you want to find out more about Giles. I don't even know if they're still active. I mean, bearing in mind I played this track well over 2 years ago now, back on episode one. I mentioned that there were two other tracks I played on that same episode. One of, and I said that they weren't strictly PodSafe, although they had been released as PodSafe tracks and were available to download from what was then called the PodSafe Music Network. The first one, which is the first track I ever played, was Moloko's The Time Is Now, which still remains a fantastic track. I'm really, really happy I chose that as the first one. And the second one was a track by the Brand New Heavies, the name of which escapes me. Oh, dearie me. Let's have another look. It was called All Fired Up. Now, obviously, the Brand New Heavies were a very, very successful group in the 90s. Moloko was very successful in their time. But I think more and more artists are actually learning that releasing tracks for podcasts to play is actually doing them good. Now, there is a big element of contention going on about whether podcasting is a form of piracy, whether it's a form of, restricting musicians from doing what they want to do and earning the money they need to earn. But I think it's proved itself in many ways to be an assistance towards the success of the musicians in question. I can only really sort of relate that to the shows that I've managed to produce in the past, where we've played a track on the show and then someone in the live chat rooms come and turn, just literally said, "I've just gone and bought that album." An album they never would have bought otherwise, because they never would have heard of it. But having heard it on the show, they then went to buy the album, which I think is fantastic. And that is exactly what it is we're trying to do here. In terms of the music side of the shows, we're trying to build up the awareness of the music that we play, which you will not hear anywhere else. It's very unlikely you'll hear this kind of stuff, particularly the two tracks you've heard today, the main track and the bed music, and also yesterday. You're very, very unlikely to ever hear those on mainstream radio or television. And that's a really important thing as our role as podcasters, to get that music out there and make sure that people know that these artists exist, so they can go and buy their stuff and the artists can make some money off of their hard work. Oh, there we go. Rant over. So there we go. That's Tuesday the 2nd of November in the bag. So tomorrow, as I said yesterday, we may well have a special guest on the show, which would be absolutely fantastic if we can get him to call in. We've had a few technical issues in the past trying to get people Skyping into the show, but hopefully, because we won't have a live stream going at the same time, might work. So that's it. Take very good care of yourselves, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.